Welcome to another Outside the Box, where strange can be nice. Today's topic is our first eccentric oddball. A few weeks ago, I talked about oddballs and eccentrics and promised to profile a few. Here's the first one, George Price. George Price came to light for me through a biography written by Orrin Harmon called The Price of Altruism. Price was a shy and socially uncomfortable boy and a classic nerd who grew up in New York in the 1920s and 30s. He went to college to study chemistry, but gradually moved away from chemistry towards math, then biology, and eventually psychology. All the rest of these were self-taught subjects. He helped with the Manhattan Project's development of the atomic bomb, identifying traces of uranium in human bodies. But he soon got interested in evolutionary biology, especially evolutionary examples among animals of altruistic behavior. He thought that if there were an altruistic gene or a natural behavior that made it easy for humans to do things for others without personally benefiting or even at their own expense, that would be quite a find. Evolution does not appear to reward altruistic behavior, since it's based on natural selection. But if, as a group, animals or humans would survive better by helping each other, and if necessary, sacrifice themselves as individuals for the good of the species, then wow, that's pretty special. Maybe altruistic behavior, where people can be kind to each other and value interdependence, is or can be part of human nature too. Price looked for research on these behaviors in animals. He found birds that protect each other from attack by predators. He discovered that deer that appear to hurt each other are actually having fun. He found ants that sacrifice themselves for the good of the colony. Although he had no formal training, he worked and brainstormed with some of the best known and respected evolutionary biologists in the world as a peer. He discovered a mathematical formula that could predict how humans or animals acted over time to create more altruistic behaviors. It's led to further research on human DNA that's discovering a part of the brain which is inclined to be good and self-sacrificing towards others. But George Price wasn't done yet. As a result of unique health issues and fits of depression, his life suddenly turned topsy-turvy. He still managed to keep one foot in evolutionary biology, but he gave up his long-standing atheism for born-again Christianity. Price decided to practice his newly found religion and altruism towards other humans by giving away all his possessions and living on the streets of London. His closest associates were drunks and down-and-outers. Some took advantage of him, while a few became friends. He was even an eccentric among that community, noted for being a former professor and writer. He still kept thinking about altruism in biological terms, but he also thought about it as he shared his money and apartment, and later his squat, with those who had even less than him. Finally, giving in to depression, Price committed suicide in 1975 at age 57. He was buried in an unmarked grave in London. Price died homeless, penniless, and depressed. But even in his depression, he realized that he had not only found important clues to altruistic behavior in animals, he had also found it in his own life. He discovered he could share his meager possessions with others, even at the cost of his own comfort and safety. He could only hope that many others would do the same. Would George Price go down in your history book as noteworthy? Is he the kind of outside-the-box thinkers you would respect? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you think George Price, odd as he was someone to celebrate for his ideas and commitment to the human family.